do you stop rambling to be taken seriously when you speak? There are three main steps that I'm going to propose. The first one that works really well for me is to pause. So whatever you do, do not speak before you're ready. If you're uncomfortable with a silence, simply tell the other person, "Let me think about that for a few seconds." Pause, and then speak. What you don't want to do is start saying, "Oh, well, I think that, well, I don't know, but..." You're hedging yourself. You're not showing that you're confident. You're showing the other person that you're thinking as you're speaking. And when you do this, you come off as unprepared. Number two, complete every sentence. Complete every sentence. Our minds typically are scattershot when we're nervous, when we're rambling. That when we start, we stop. And as a listener, it's really hard to follow. What you want to do is make the commitment to yourself every single day in your next meeting. I will not start a sentence without finishing it. Even if you're unsure of what you're about to say, this habit is really helpful because it gets you to slow down and think about every single sentence that you say. The third way to stop rambling is what I call bluff. Bluff is a military communications acronym that stands for bottom line up front. Bottom line up front. This means that before you say anything, you state what is the most important thing the other person needs to know. When you do this, it now anchors you towards the key point that you then can go off of. Every subsequent sentence supports the bottom line. What a lot of people do is they work their way into the bottom line. They ramble and they meander, and the person doesn't even care to hear about your bottom line anymore. So try these tactics. Pause, complete every sentence, and bluff, bottom line up front. Do this every single day. I promise you, you'll see results. But if you're not, there's one game that I've played every single day over the past year, and it's dramatically improved my speaking. That is something I call the freestyle game. Yeah, that's right, I said it, the freestyle game. You might wonder what the heck is that. Well, it's a game that I frankly made up for myself, but it's worked like charm. Think of Eminem. Eminem, a great rapper who can improvise on the spot. You give him any topic, he can word vomit a beautiful, beautiful rhyme. You should be able to do the same when you're put on the spot to speak on any topic that you're semi-familiar with for 5 straight minutes. So the next time you're at home and you don't have much to do, get a stopwatch, put 5 minutes on the clock, and talk about any topic you'd like for 5 minutes. But I want you to do it with two goals in mind. The first, no fillers. No ums, no uhs, no uhs. Avoid those fillers, like. They're not helpful. You're going to be very conscious of these fillers that naturally come out of your mouth. So what you need to do is pause. Think before you say anything. Don't worry about what you're saying. Just worry about how you're saying it. The second thing you want to practice is no conjunctions. What are conjunctions? Conjunctions are words that connect two distinct sentences together. And, or, nor, for, yet, but, so. 7 key conjunctions. I want you to avoid using these words. Get in the habit of speaking in complete sentences. You might normally think, well, I'm so used to using those words, it's really hard to not use those words connecting sentences. That's okay. It's all right if you use them in real life, but when you practice, avoid using them. Notice that I'm already starting to use them naturally, like but. But in a conversation, that's fine. But when you practice, be intentional. And then go back to the recording and count how many times you said those words. I promise you, if you do this, you'll sound much more authoritative the next time you speak. Give it a try. Let me know what you think.